There you heard Irish Moods and their interpretation of the song On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee. Now, the Lee is the river on which Cork stands, but we're going from the south of Ireland, where Cork is, right up to the north of Ireland, where Belfast is, because Belfast stands on the River Laggan. That flows not only to Belfast, but through other parts of Northern Ireland. And recently, I procured a double album of the new Barleycorn. It's a live recording again. Well, it's a recording of a live performance, let's put it that way. And I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll let them introduce it. But it's a lovely song.
Well, this next song, ladies and gentlemen, traces the flow of the River Laggan from its source in Slieve Croob right down to Belfast Lough. And it's called My Laggan Softly Flowing.
The morning, the sun begins to rise, reflecting on her waters, the movement of the sky. As slowly she rolls onwards, disturbed I cannot see, through fields and rolling meadows, past local industry. My Laggan, she flows softly from Slieve Croob down to the sea, through Dunmore and Drumara and close by Achillea, through Lisburn down to Hilden, Lambeg and then Shaw's Bridge, to Belfast salty waters, where her lonesome journey ends. The years pass slowly onwards, and changes soon unfold. No more horses pulling the barges filled with coal. The old blockades have rotted, the pathways overgrown, but still I love to see her as slowly she grows old.
Come on, long.
My Laggan, she flows softly from Slieve Croob down to the sea, through Dunmore and Drumara and close by Achillea, through Lisburn down to Hilden, Lambeg and then Shaw's Bridge, to Belfast salty waters, where her lonesome journey ends. Old memories, they are precious, and they are brought to light as you walk along the towpath in the evening's fading light. But even now the nightlife begins a brand new day, a ripple on the surface, and a trout swims on her way.
All together.
My Laggan, she flows softly from Slieve Croob down to the sea, through Dunmore and Drumara and close by Achillea, through Lisburn down to Hilden, Lambeg and then Shaw's Bridge, to Belfast salty waters, where her lonesome journey ends. To Belfast salty waters, where her lonesome journey ends.
Lovely song there. Thank you very much.
Now, if your name is Peggy O'Neill, and I'm sure we may have one Peggy O'Neill listening to us around the world, this is for you, Dermot O'Brien, another great favourite of mine, singing a song just for you.
If her eyes are blue as skies, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she's smiling all the while, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she walks like a sly little rogue, if she talks with a cute little brogue, sweet personality, full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill. Peggy O'Neill is a girl who would steal any heart, anywhere, anytime. And I'll put you wise how you'll recognize this wonderful girl of mine. If her eyes are skies, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she's smiling all the while, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she walks like a sly little rogue, if she talks with a cute little brogue, sweet personality full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill. Personality full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill. Sweet personality full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill.
Now, when I first heard this song many years ago, this next track, the song is entitled Moriarty. Now, I always thought it was an Irish song, and only recently I found out that it's not. It's sung for us here by Mick Maloney, but Mick informs me that this song started life in America, written by Harrigan and Braham, and then was brought back to Ireland and introduced into the sort of Irish music hall scene, and they changed it so that it would suit the Irish scene, suit Dublin. It tells the story of a policeman. His name is Moriarty, and he goes to New York and he starts life as a policeman, and of course everybody loves him. So they brought the song home to Ireland and they made it into an Irish version of the song. But we are going to hear the original, and it's sung for us here by Mick Maloney himself. Are you there, Moriarty?
I'm located at headquarters, a special officer, Cornelius Moriarty, here at your service, sir. I know the thieves and the blackguards too, wherever they may be. And if you want a flycopper, then call Moriarty. I'm a stalwart copper in the Broadway squad, a Metropolitan MP. And the young girls cry when I'm passing by, are you there, Moriarty? Moriarty. the shop girls on their way to work in the morning at 8 o'clock. They wink and blink their loving eyes at me on every block. They say I am their darling, and with me they would make free. And you hear them sigh as I pass by. Are you there, Murray, or righty? I'm a stalwart copper in the Broadway squad, a metropolitan MP. And the young girls cry when I'm passing by. Are you there, Murray, or righty? My uniform is navy blue, and it fits me like a duck. I escort the ladies in the street all through the mud and muck. For coach and horse stop when I cross, I'm the lady's own baby. As on they go, they whisper low, give us a kiss, Murray, all righty. I'm a stalwart copper in the Broadway squad, a metropolitan MP. And the young girls cry when I'm passing by, are you there, Murray, all righty? I'm a stalwart copper in the Broadway squad, a metropolitan MP. And the young girls cry when I'm passing by, are you there, Murray, all righty?
Now, I like that. That was Mick Maloney and Are You There, Murray, R.I.T. There was an old recording of it on the Glenside recording by somebody, oh, yonks ago, many years ago, the Irish version. That Mick Maloney, Are You There, Murray, R.I.T. On a programme not too long ago, I played Brendan O'Dowda's version of the Percy French song The Mountains of Mourne. I received an email asking me, Joe, did you ever play or hear Don McLean's version of the same song? Yes, and I'm almost sure I played it on Sounds Irish. Oh, maybe it was some time ago, though. And I'm going to play it again because it's a nice little version. He strays a wee bit away from the tune, but I don't think Percy French would mind too much. And I don't mind anyway, and I'm sure you won't mind, but it's Don McLean's version. And once again, I apologise for the quality of this. It's not great, but it's the only recording of Don McLean I have. So here, his version of The Mountains of Mourne.
Oh Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes nor barley nor wheat, but there's gangs of 'em digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be in the place where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. Believe that when writing a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed. Well, if you believe me when asked to a ball, they don't wear no tops to their dresses at all. Oh, I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth tell it if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, in the place where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, oh, never you mind. Beautiful shapes nature never designed. Lovely complexions of roses and cream. But let me remark, with regard to the same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, the colors might all come away on your lip. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me in the place where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. He's over here with the rest of the force. I saw him one day as he stood on the strand, stopped all the traffic with a wave of his hand. As we were talking of days that are gone, the whole town of London stood there to look on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea.
Our next track is not a song. It's a poem, or as it used to be called at one time, I'm sure, a recitation. And it's done by none other than Ronnie Drew. Now, you have to get yourself into the situation here. Here's Ronnie Drew reciting the poem of a couple talking to each other, a real Dublin couple. And they're reminiscing about how they first met and how they fell in love and how they got married. And he keeps saying at the end of each verse, "Remember, how could I ever forget?" I think this is wonderful, but you have to enter into the spirit of it, get the feel of the old Dublin couple talking to each other. Here's Ronnie Drew. And by the way, it's the wife that's doing the talking, and Jem is the Dublin man's name. There are a lot of men in Dublin, they're often called Jem. Have a listen.
Do you remember, Jem, when you first stepped out, you had a pinstripe suit, you wouldn't open your mouth, but you really looked lovely, except your shirt sticking out. Do you remember, Jem? Do you remember? Will I ever forget? And the day picking winkles on Dolly Mount Strand, and the tide came in and it nearly drowned our gran. Had to push her home in a three-wheel pram. Do you remember, Jem? Do you remember? Will I ever forget? And the hooly in the house at Stevens's night, you met all the relations and nothing went right. And everybody thought you were my little brother Stan, except he's bigger. And he never ever got sick all over grand. You remember, Jem? Do I remember? Will I ever forget? And the day we went into Phoenix Park to look at the deer and sit in the grass, and you held me hand and asked for the kiss, but I wouldn't give in, because I knew it was a mortal sin. And then you said you loved me. Do I remember? Will I ever forget? And do you remember the day you changed me name? And you couldn't find the ring, and Gran started praying. She looked in your waistcoat, and she poked your elbow, and she put her hands in your pocket, your trousers fell down. Remember, Jem? Do I remember? Will I ever forget? And the singing and dancing back at the house. Come to think of it now, you were as quiet as a mouse. But you shouldn't have put the whiskey in Gran's bottle of stew. I thought she was dead when I found her asleep in the wedding bed. But it was lovely. It was grand. And you had to sleep with me little brother Stan. Do you remember? Do I remember? Will I ever forget? Well, 40 years now we've been knocking about. I'm much the same, and you haven't changed. Except me teeth, not me own, and you've got gout. But you really look lovely, except your shirt sticking out. Do you remember, Jem? Do I remember? Will I ever forget?
Ronnie Drew. And do I remember? Will I ever forget? God bless him. Every time I hear Ronnie Drew, I think of my father, who's gone to God now. He sounded so like him. We move on and we have a newcomer again, one of our newcomers, and this time it's Mary Jo Bonner, and she's telling us the story of Eileen McManus. Did we not have Daniel and Mary Duff doing this a couple of weeks ago? Anyway, here's a new version from, as I say, Mary Jo Bonner and Eileen McManus.
The pride.
A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I introduced you to Richie Remo. Do you remember? He's a lad that does very good country music, and he's doing country and Irish for us here. It's moving along nicely. We've played Sharon Shannon's version of this quite often on the programme, but here's Richie Remo and a sort of a Galway girl medley. And this guy, I really think he's brilliant. I've got a couple of his albums. Now, a lot of it's not Irish. It's just pure country or various types of country as well. We've got Cajun, but here it's, well, country and Irish and Cajun and a general mixture of Irish too, but it's nice. Richie Remo and a Galway girl medley. And I just want to warn you also that it's a longer track than we normally have on Sounds Irish, but I defy you not to tap your feet or clap your hands or nod your head when this is playing. Here's Richie Remo and the Galway girl medley. Come on, let's go, Richie.
On the old long walk of the day, I met a little girl in the step to top. I find myself day, and he asked you, friend, tell me what did you do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then that it's taking a twirl. Run to Salt Hill, come with the Galway girl. I'd sung along, with a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? Cause I traveled around, I've been all over this world. Boys, I never seen nothing like the Galway girl. Time. There's nothing like a country song. Leave these blues behind. Well, if you like to sing it again, let those good times roll. So come on, everybody, yeah, let's see what for the roll. When we're all having fun with friends, we don't one more time. There's nothing like a country song. Leave these blues behind. Well, if you like to sing it again. Let those good times roll. So come on, everybody, yeah, let's sing Wild for the Road. So if you're dancing or romancing, clap your hands now, shout a little louder. Wild for the road, let's sing this song. Wild for the road, wild for the road, let's sing it one more time. Nothing like a country song, leave these blues behind. Well, if you like to sing it again. Let those good times go. So come on, everybody, yeah, let's sing Wild for the Road. Atlantis, half lost beneath the sea. By the grave of the unknown soldier, by the cry of the banshee. Who was mad in the iron mass, see Jack rips it free.
But ask a mom's dummy call, it's still a mystery.
Oh, if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal. And I'd decide to keep the mud, by God, I'd build it all. Do you see those chicken ranches? I'd legalize them all. We'll have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
Yeah,
yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Top of Brickle, we give you such a thrill. I can hear them saying Dublin, there's gold beneath the house. Now don't despair, cause if you dare, the answer lies with me. There's a wall that's steep, but it's going cheap somewhere in Germany. Oh, if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal. And I'd decide to keep the mud, by God, I'd build it tall. Do you see those chicken ranches? I'd legalize them all. We'll have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
Yeah,
yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
Words to that effect. The wonderful Richie Remo, some fine fiddle playing there, was there not? And some good singing. Richie Remo there, and a little Galway Girl medley. For a long time now, friends, I've been looking for a particular Irish melody. It's called Inishear, which is one of the Aran Islands. It's a haunting melody, and I've been searching internets and shops and stores and records and ringing up friends. And yes, I've got one or two versions of it. But recently I came across this wonderful version by one of my favorite groups, the group Cherish the Ladies. And they have a wonderful version of this haunting melody entitled Inishear. Once again, it's a rather long track. But Joni Madden and her friends make a wonderful job of this. I'm thrilled to be able to finally get just what I'm looking for.